Well, let's have a little fun this hour. Glynis McCants with us, the numbers lady, and we'll take your phone calls. And, of course, as she mentioned, we'll need your first name, obviously, and your date of birth, and then she'll run with it. If you have a question, you may ask her. If not, she'll just run with it. And welcome back to Coast with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. We'll get to your calls in just a second here as they begin to line up for you, Glynis. Any traveling coming up for you, Glynis?
I just did a wonderful thing in Detroit, Michigan.
My hometown.
Yeah, I was on a yacht, and it was a Fortune 500 company. And guess what? Major fan of you, dear. That's how they found me.
Well, that's great. And I got to tell you, you should have let me know. I would have had you meet my mother.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to meet your mom, but you're always all over the place. Were you there in June?
I was not.
Okay.
I've got to get out there in another month or so to see her.
I'm doing events. I'm doing something in New York. I like to do live reads when I can with my clients. So I'll be out there. And I also just wrapped up something at the Pasadena Hilton, which would be an amazing place for you and me. That would be a
That would
thing.
Work. Yeah, just talk to Tommy about that.
I will talk to Tommy about that. But it's just it's a perfect right off the freeway, and it was a wonderful workshop. And people are just so eager to learn. That's what's happening right now.
All right, we're going to jump start these calls. I'm going to give you the birth dates and stuff like that. Let us go to Gina in Slidell, Louisiana, 2/24/1988. Hello, Gina. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. I love Coast to Coast. And hey, Glynis. How are you?
Hi, Gina. All right, so when I look at your numerology, and people can write down what I'm saying so they can see it, 2/24/1988. So you're born on a 6 day. When I take your month and day, it gives you an 8 attitude. And then when I take the full date, you're a 7 life path. Gina, when I see 6, 7 in someone's birth date numbers, it tells me that when you make a big decision and you walk away, you overthink it. Like it's like you end up saying to yourself, was that the way to go? Should I really have done that? Because your mind can be relentless. And it's because 6 and 7, you know that saying, I'm at 6s and 7s? You've heard that phrase, Gina?
No.
Well, when people say they're at 6s and 7s, it literally means confused and not sure. So interesting that you have 6, 7. And my advice is go with the first thought. The minute you make that choice, walk away. Don't overthink it. You don't have to. And then what is your question?
I was just going to want you to run with it and then also give you the birthday of my relationship and see what you see.
Your who?
Her relationship.
Oh, sure. What's the birthday?
March 25th, 1977.
So born on a 7 day, 1, 2, 5, 7. Okay. What's the first name?
Steve.
The first thing I want to ask, you know, this is just the shadow side of energy. Does he escape at all? Any drinking, anything like that?
He actually was an alcoholic and got sober 3 years ago.
He quit?
Yes.
Good, because he can't do that. Like, when I look at his energy, I can see when you have that kind of cerebral energy, he's a 177, they think so much they want to shut it down. So, like, if I just take a pill, then I can go to sleep. If I just have a drink, I'll be okay. But they have to find healthy ways of escape. So that's key in the relationship. And you said you've been with him how long?
4 years.
Okay, well, I think it's a difficult relationship, Gina.
Very. Oh,
yes,
God.
It is, honey, and I'll tell you why. Even though you're both a 7
on this
path, which can make for friendship, I feel like sometimes when you want to know where you stand or what's going on, he doesn't tell you. There can be a shutdown. So does he go quiet with you? How does he handle it when you guys are talking?
Oh, no, he doesn't. He goes overboard with...
he gets angry?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's not real either, I promise you. That's like a protection. Sometimes we lash out to shut you down. But it's what I'm asking you, this is what it looks like on paper. It would be toxic, natural match. So do you see, that's a lot of challenge energy. And then I invite you to go to the website, run a chart. You type the word love numbers. That gives you an automatic discount. Look at the chart, and this is what you do, Gina. If you have one or two challenges with them, it's worth working on. If it's three challenges, it just means it's going to take a lot of work to stay together. But if you have 4 challenge numbers out of 6, it really gives you permission to trust you can do this right for yourself. Because you're in a lot of pain, Gina. This hurts your heart. You want to fix it, and it's hard to fix when the partner doesn't want to work with you. Yeah.
Okay, good luck to you, Gina. Hope everything works out.
She's very capable of good love, George, but sometimes, you know, when you're in a relationship, and I know you know this, you hope that most of the time you get along. You know, there's no such thing as perfect. Sometimes you have conflict. But when you want to talk to your partner and they start yelling or getting angry to shut you down, that's not healthy.
Well, that's not good.
No.
That is not good. Let's go to our international line. Glynis, Chad is with us in Toronto, Canada, December 29, 1976. Chad, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And do you have a question, or Glynis, you want to just jump right in?
Hi, Chad.
Off, yes, I just want to say I lost my sister about 5 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And what was her birthday?
April 27, 1966, and I'm just wondering what you see around me.
Well, what it is, just so you know, there are psychic mediums who pick up when someone passes. What I do look at the energy to see why the connection was so strong. So I'm going to tell you about that. Okay, Chad?
Thank you.
And then what was her first name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay. So let's look at what happened here. Okay, a couple things. Because you're born on a 2-day, I was talking to George earlier. This 2018, I said that what it's done is anyone who has the number 2 in their birth numbers are feeling more sensitive than usual.
Yeah.
Haven't you felt that this year?
I bet a lot of people are feeling that.
No, it's really strong for him. This is, when you have a 2 in your chart, I mean, honestly, Kate Spade also had a 2, and that was the choice she made. I'm saying that Chad is an effect of this relationship. Like, the sister is no longer here, but he's still in pain, right, Chad?
Yes.
Okay, so now here's what I would tell you. Since you're in a personal year of 7, you're literally supposed to be working on the spiritual side of who you are. Are you doing that at all?
I'm trying.
Okay, you're going to make a little promise to me. You're going to email me at numbersready.com. Just shoot me and say, it's Chad, and just give me an address. I'm going to send you something to help change the way you're feeling right now, because we got to fix this. You know, when we suffer, each day that we suffer, what we don't deal with mentally can attack us physically, and I don't want you to get sick, Chad. I don't want you to feel sick. I want you to feel better about this, okay?
I just wonder, what else do you see around me at all?
Well, for you personally, you have to work, like, you're a one life path. What are you doing with your life? What has been your ambition? Did you quit, or are you trying to get something done right now?
I'm trying to get something done right now, get everything going here, get my life in order.
Okay, so I'm not kidding. George, when we talk about personal year cycles,
mm-hmm.
it's a time to focus on certain things. Chad is supposed to work to the point where you can finally say, let go and let God. Because whenever you take on the weight of the world, Chad, you feel very alone. And that will be your turning point. That's why I said I'm going to send you something just to shift that for you. And the other
thing
I want to say,
it's not easy, is it?
No, not for him, because it's hard for him. First of all, I think people don't understand him. I think when you have a 5 and a 2, you get misinterpreted. So I think he ends up feeling alone. But when he works on that spiritual side, he can shift this. And next year, when he goes into a cycle of 8, that could be money-making opportunity, like actually getting a job he loves and being happier.
Go for it, Chad, and we're here for you, my friend, if you need us. And Glynis's website is numberslady.com, and she accepts emails, and
yes,
she'd love to hear from you. Yes. Next up, we're going to go to Fran in Knoxville, Tennessee, but she's calling about her son, Michael, and Michael's birth date, Glynis, May 3rd, 1990. Fran, welcome to the program, and what do you need to know here?
Thank you. Well, my son, we're older parents, married 52 years, and our son turned 28, and he's had a couple rough past jobs and a lot of stress, so he's been home for 3 months sick, and he starts a new job August 13th, and as older parents, mm-hmm. we're very concerned and wishing him much improved health and a happy job this time around.
Right. So, Fran, what's your date of birth? Because you have to look at the energy that raises the child as well. So what is your birthday?
January 16th, 1946.
So born on 7-8-9-1.
And you've got Michael's, right? 5-3-1990.
I do.
Okay.
There's a couple things happening here, Fran. Because Michael is a 9-life path, when he gets upset, when he feels like life is not fair, who does he blame?
Everybody else.
Thank you. And that's called a flaw in his character. See, what I teach, and it's also in my books, I simply say when you have an 8 attitude, you have to stop and say, what part did I play in this? Like when something goes wrong, everything that goes wrong in our life has one thing in common, you, the person it went wrong for. So if Michael can take his power back by saying, oh, gee, maybe that I shouldn't have said what I said, maybe that's why I lost the job. You know, if he starts to become accountable, he's going to be much happier. And the other key, when he does get upset between the two of you, as mom and dad, who does he go to the most? Who does he vent with? Is it you or the father?
Depends, mostly me.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, I have found the parent that is more emotionally available is the one who gets the brunt. It's like he knows you're his audience. Now, work-wise, what does he want to do? Because he has numbers that point towards creativity. What would that be?
Yes, yes, he's got a very good heart. And he just wants to be very successful and appreciated for what he does.
Right, but that's what I need to hear from you. What does he do? Because he's got a three that could be a writer, it could be a performer, it could be a producer. There's all kinds of things they can do. What is it he wants to do?
He's in the metals industry as a buyer and seller.
Okay, so here's something else. He can buy and sell. When you're a three, George, a healthy three could sell the ice cube to the Eskimo. Okay, when he gets excited, it's contagious. Right, Fran?
Yes.
Okay, so just write this down. Here's an affirmation that I always recommend. You know, 15 minutes a day, he should say it. Abundance is my divine right. I'm healthy, wealthy, and loved. And that applies to anyone who's suffering financially and just feels like it's not happening. Abundance is my divine right. I'm healthy, wealthy, and loved. Because right now, with him being down and sick, he's internalized everything, and that's not healthy, Fran. We got to get him
yes.
back in the game of life. He's got to be that bird who needs to fly. It's time to fly.
Yes, in the one job that he left, it was a very stressful one, and the second one was mutual.
Right.
But he's well-liked.
Yeah, there's a piece of good news here. When you're in a personal year of one, it means you've got to get into the driver's seat of your life. Your son wants to be in charge. He wants to be respected, but he's got to start doing some affirmations to change the way he thinks so he can have that life he wants.
Yes, because he gets down on himself.
Right, but then he gets down on other people too. We got to fix
yes.
that. That's a bad cycle, isn't it? It's a bad circle.
Yes.
He can
yes,
shift that,
is.
Fran.
Okay, Fran, good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Glynis, you are marvelous.
Thank you
with
very
this.
Much. Well, it's fun to look at the pattern of parents with a child because, you know, I have such empathy for parents. You know, they try, the ones that try with all their heart, they need to understand that that's still a bird that needs to fly. You can't save it. You know, you can't give this bird money all the time and think, okay, just lay here for 3 months and not be happy. Because this kid has potential to be something great. George, it's in his numerology.
But what does it take for that to happen? I mean, he's got to do it himself.
The first thing is accountability, because here's what can happen. Remember when she first said, you know, we're older parents? Well, she feels bad about that, or she wouldn't have said it. What she's saying is, I hope we did enough for him. Well, I say, yes, you did, but you've also become his favorite audience. When he's in a bad mood, you pay attention. When he's happy, you pay attention. But this child, Michael, because he has a 3-9, he can affect a lot of people. He can go out in the world and build an audience for what he wants to do. He's got a lot of charm. But as long as he goes home and ends up feeling sorry for himself and not being accountable, he will be unhappy.
All right. Next up, we go to our wild card line in Monmouth County, New Jersey. If I'm pronouncing the name right, it's Ethne. It is February 19, 1959. And how close did I get to pronouncing your name right?
Oh, hi, George. That was excellent.
Okay, perfect. 2-19-59.
I am so thrilled to get through.
Well, thanks. You've been holding long enough. You deserve to get through.
It must be the Mercury retrograde.
I love it. Okay, Glynis, go.
Okay, can you spell that name for me so I can see it, please?
It's an old Gaelic name. You're Scottish, so you should know.
Right.
E-I-T. H-N-E, the singer Enya, that's her real name.
Okay. All right. So with you, you're calling about yourself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're born on a 1 day and you're a 9 life path. When that happens, this is what's exciting about having a 1 and 9 in your birth numbers. 1 is the beginning of numerology and 9 is the end. So that means there's nothing you can't do. Like, you should be fascinated with many things in this lifetime. And then with the three attitude, it's about communication. And when things get too intense, to find your sense of humor. That is key for a three. If you get too serious, it's not good. So what have you picked? What have you been doing with your life?
Well, I did market research, and I interviewed a lot of people in, like, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. But I felt that financially it was not going to be working out for me long term, and it was getting too expensive for the client. And I've been kind of in limbo, and I've been thinking about a lot of things, and I'm sort of in this in-between.
So here's what I want to tell you. If you give me a couple options of what you think you should do, and by your numbers, I can tell you if it's a waste of time or if you should move forward.
Well, I had a master's degree in international business, and I feel like a lot of the jobs ended.
Mm-hmm.
Things ended. I worked for a newspaper, a nonprofit. I mean, just things with cutbacks and newspapers being taken over and just so many different things.
Right, but you are a natural writer. And these
I
days,
am.
George knows this, you can get published in a way that you used to not be able to. You know, Amazon.com, they have Create Space where you can write your own stuff and put it on an ebook just to get started. And before you know it, you can turn that into a hit. Just like Glynis says, your number, the first book was self-published. And that's before all of this stuff was available. So I just feel like when I look at your numerology, you have a story to tell. And you haven't told it yet, correct?
But I'm not really sure. I look at all these books in the bookstore, and I think of all these million things that people have said, and I communicate with people, but I don't really know if I have anything in a book.
Well,
I'm worried about money, actually.
Right, but money, what do we say? If you do what you're here to do, the money will follow. Anytime we chase money, that never works out. You know, money will be elusive, but if you use your passion, the money will follow. So again, I've asked you to give me some choices, and let me tell you what I think would work.
Well, I mean, I always loved when I traveled internationally. I'm just kind of not sure where I should go because I've worked in a lot of different.
All right, so I'm going to say something quickly because George has to, I think, wrap us in a minute. I'm going to say this to you. When you talk about international, when you have a one in your chart, traveling is a part of that picture. You're in a cycle of five right now. Why don't you go other places and see what you feel? You know, energy, when we move to a location, if the vibration's compatible, we often have big breakthroughs. And it looks to me like you're going to have to move away from where you are to have some breakthroughs. You seem stuck to me. So let's make a move. Even if it's for a trip, it doesn't have to be permanent.
Okay, Ethna, hope everything
That's
works fair. Out for you. And Glynis, of course, her website, numberslady.com. Well, what a great website. How did you get that?
Well, what happened was years ago, it was GlynisHasYourNumber.com, and people misspelled the name Glynis.
Yes, that's right.
And then people kept calling saying, can I talk to the numbers lady? Can I talk to the numbers lady? And I thought, then I checked it out, but an accountant owned it. There was like someone who does numbers, and they had it, but NumbersLady.com was available, and that's how that started.
That's perfect. We're coming back with final calls in a moment with Glynis McCants next on Coast to Coast AM. E.T. Encounters next hour with Robert Stanley, but we've got Glynis McCants here, and this is our final segment with her. Let's go right to the phones as the clock is ticking. Next one up is Pensacola, Florida. We're going to Jorn. He goes by J.D., but spells his name J-O-R-R-N, Glynis, December 29, 1953. Jorn, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, George, for taking my call, and I'm excited to talk to Glynis. She's always fabulous.
Well, you are very welcome.
I need help and direction. Right now, I'm in this area of the country where we're in hurricane season. I'm in a situation where I don't have a way of getting out of here if we need to evacuate. And what complicates matters is I'm an amputee, and I need a specialized vehicle. I have some names of companies that participate periodically in bequeathing a specialized vehicle to people, and I wanted to approach them with my story and my situation, and I need help and guidance as to when would be the best time to get favorable results.
Right. Okay, and that's a fair question. I'm looking at your numbers. You are a five life path, and you're born on a 2-day. And that also tells me, Jordan, that sometimes people misinterpret you. Like when you communicate with them, they don't get it. And that certainly caused you some frustration.
Yes.
Yes, hugely. And you're also direct. You know, you just say, hey, this is what I need. So I would say charm school is going to play a part in this. But when I hear your story, especially because you're in a cycle of seven, that's that spiritual thing where you surrender and just go, you cannot stay stuck. You're already intuitively picking something up that you're worried about, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, you don't feel safe. So when it comes to, there are dates, and George, we've talked about this, some days are considered great for people in numerology,
mm-hmm.
like your life path.
Absolutely.
I created a calendar that literally has the sunny day symbol, and that represents a good day to make the move, like whether it's getting surgery or literally going on a vacation, making sure it's a good day for travel. In your case, this is to present your case to someone you need help from, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, there are good dates for you. That's available on the website, but you can also shoot an email, because what month are you thinking of doing this?
As soon as possible.
Right, so we're going into August. All right, so August. Yeah, because there are specific dates. So, again, there are 9 different calendars because I talk about 9 different life paths. I want to help your 5 life path, and this matters too much. So shoot me an email, and we'll make sure that happens for you.
Super. Good luck to you, and take care of yourself.
Make sure it's right. But I have to tell you, George, going back to the intuition that is a part of what I do here, when I look at numbers, my third eye is wide open. I feel she's going to get the help she needs. They are not going to let her down.
Let's hope so. Hey, you were interviewed by the Daily Mail. Tell me about
that.
Yes,
yes. Well, the Daily Mail kept tracking me down for the royal family, because when Meghan Markle was headed over there, they didn't know her at all, right? And that is a paper for them, and they wanted my take on them by the numbers.
You should run the numbers on her father.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, this is a fact. Remember when I talked to you about picking a good day or month to get
uh-huh.
married? I knew May would not be good for them. I can't emphasize it enough. They picked May 19th. I was very worried because that month itself could promote some drama. And unfortunately, it didn't come from her. It came from her father. And for those 2 weeks leading into the wedding, it was all about him. It was horrible. I mean, he said he had the heart trouble, and he really didn't. I mean, it was just a disaster. And of course, you know, he's still making trouble. But going to them as a couple, here's what I would tell you. Harry is a one-life path, and nobody controls a one-life path. They do what they need to do. She is a four. Fours like to be in control. So that's a challenge in numerology. But they do share the numbers 4, 6, 9. And that tells me if they do have a child, which, by the way, they would need to have one in that numerology blueprint, it would be important to have a child. If they have a child and focus on that as parents, it could be very good for them. My concern is if he ever thought he could step outside of that marriage like his father did, she would never tolerate it. If you ask me, what can a four not handle? A cheater. Those were my messages about them. And the other thing I covered was Queen Elizabeth, because people wanted to know what kind of relationship would Meghan have with the Queen. Well, on paper, I could see they'd be very compatible. And sure enough, we started seeing pictures of them spending time together, and you actually saw the Queen laughing. Like, really laughing hard with her. And I thought, wow, when do we ever see Queen Elizabeth laughing?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so that's how it works. Like, in numerology, you're looking at blueprints to say what's going to happen. You know, can this relationship work? What's the pro? What's the con? What do you need to watch out for? So that's what the Daily Mail had me do.
All right, let's go to San Diego next. We're going to Leopold. And Leopold is November 1st, 1977. Hello, Leopold.
Hi.
Good to have you with
us. Glynis, such an honor to speak to you.
You too. And do you have a specific question, or you want Glynis just to jump right in?
Maybe regarding my health.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's talk about just numbers in general first. You are born on a 1-day. You have a 3 attitude, which comes from the month and day reduced to 1 digit. And then I take the full date of birth, 11-1-1977, and it looks like it's a 9 life path. Let me confirm that. 5, 6, 7, 9. Okay. The first thing I would tell you, when it comes to being a 9, they have to learn to let go of their past. And it's not uncommon for them to have some old emotional scars from family. Like, tell me about that original family, mom and dad. Were they emotionally supportive? What happened then?
Oh, well, funny you should say that. My father passed away when I was 9 years old.
Yes. Okay. And that would be very hard for you. And then how about your mother?
Well, we get along okay.
Is she living with you or around you?
No, she lives outside the country.
Well, let me tell you something funny about that, Leopold. I always say that a healthy 9 does not live where their family is, honestly. If I talk to a 9 life path who lives in New York and he says my parents are in Zimbabwe, I'm like, that's a good thing. Because what happens is you lose your life. When you get too close to the family, you need to work on you. Now, this year, you're in a personal year of 5, which means your life feels out of control. And when George talked at the beginning of the show, he said, you know, gosh, it's moving so fast this year. Hasn't that been true for you?
Yeah.
Way too fast.
I have had some health issues.
Right, but that's what I mean. And so now, when we talk about health issues, you know what, again, what we don't deal with mentally can actually attack us physically. I created a CD that is affirmations to heal your body. And it is working. Not only is it working, but we keep getting emails from people. One gal who literally had stage 4 cancer, but she started doing it daily because that makes a big difference. And I've been listening to that commercial, George, when you talk about the woman who's in her 80s and was told she wasn't going to live.
Mm-hmm.
The power of the mind, there is no better healer.
It is
but
the best.
Got to affirm a positive, Leopold. So I would be focusing on doing affirmations daily to counteract the negative fear you have. You know, health, when our health gets bad, we get frightened. We're afraid, what's going on with me? Am I going to be okay? That is something you should work on right now, because if you fill your mind with some positive information, immediately you'll start feeling better. Where is it anyway? Is it your legs, your shoulders, your back? Where are you hurting? What's going on?
Everywhere.
Actually, I'm on dialysis. So.
Okay, but that is for now. It doesn't mean it's forever. Are you waiting for somebody? Are you waiting for...
Yes. Yeah. I'm actually going to talks and little reunions for support.
I literally know 2 people right now who had help and are no longer on dialysis. So I'm saying right now you've got to get your mind in alignment that you're going to be okay and that you're going to heal. That's what you should focus on this year.
Yes, I try to be positive because, what's the other option, right?
Right, but let me tell you something about that. When people say that to me, well, I think a good thought, no matter what we say out loud, doesn't matter. If the subconscious does not believe you until it's in alignment with that, you won't get healthy. I want this to be like a turning point. And remember, as you move into your next cycle of 6, that's complete power, Leopold. It's power, but right now it's all mental. Okay? Again, I invite you to shoot an email. I'll give you one to get you started, but you've got a whole thing to do right now. That's where your focus should be, and then you'll be okay.
Next up, we're going east of the Rockies to Mark in Greenwood, Indiana, 7/29/1959. He just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. Go ahead, Glennis.
All right, Mark, first of all, I talked earlier to George about anyone who has the 2 in their birth numbers, and you were born on a 2-day. You're also in a personal year of 2. So what's happening with you emotionally? What's going on with you that way this year?
So far I've been going, I've had about 3 or 4 different jobs and not lasted very long.
Right, but these haven't been jobs. They weren't like dream come trues, right? These were not careers where you're like, yay, lucky me. You didn't find what you wanted, right?
Right.
Yeah, so this is about establishing security. Now, I have to ask you, technically, as a 6 life path, you're supposed to be in charge of what you do. So in the wish list of life, if you could do what you wanted, what would that be, Mark?
Believe it or not, I would like to go into broadcasting.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to tell you, because I listen to voices all the time, I hear a character voice in you. You know, like voiceover stuff, character stuff.
Yes.
If you feel called to that, the numbers 3, 6, 9 are creative. You are a 6 life path. You have a 9 attitude. So I say pursue it.
Don't take any work away from me, Mark.
He couldn't.
I wouldn't do that to you, George.
You get to be George Norrie. You've got the voice. But in his case, it's more of a character. You know, it could be a fun commercial. It could be who's to say? But more importantly, if you really feel called to it, you should look into it.
Coach, I used to do Igor really good.
Do it. Hey, Mark, do it for us. Go ahead.
Thanks for noticing me, Pooh.
No, this is what's funny. All I see is character, Mark. Like, in your numerology, when you first said it, I'm like, no, this is a character. Character voiceovers and a funny little personality. But, again, if your jobs keep falling apart, if you do what's right for you, opportunity can happen. People get jobs. I'm amazed how many wonderful stories I come across, and it doesn't matter the age.
They're out there.
It has nothing to do with age. It's about talent.
Let's go now to first-time caller Phyllis in Johnson City, Tennessee. 7/28/1956. Phyllis, thanks for holding. I'm glad we got you on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Norrie. Thank you for taking my call and the opportunity to speak to you and Glynis.
You are very welcome. Did you have a specific question, or do you want Glynis to jump right in here?
No, sir, just to go ahead and jump
in. All right, go ahead, Glynis.
And what is your first name?
Phyllis.
Phyllis. Okay, Phyllis, in your numerology, when I take the full date of birth and reduce it to one digit, it is the number 2, and 2 is considered the most intuitive in numerology. So I have to ask, did you ever have, like, dreams that come true or deja vu when you meet people?
Well, while I was waiting, I'm in my car because of reception in this area, and I was sitting here, you know, listening to, you know, the program, and I just happened to glance up and saw a shadow person go across the back
of the car. Whoa. Now, that gave me a chill when you said that, Phyllis. Guess what? The numbers 2 and 7, spirits feel drawn to. They feel like they have permission to come around you, just so you know. And that's even true about a home address. If it reduces to the number 2 or 7, spirits think they can come to you. So if that happens, like,
the address.
Go ahead.
The address is 715.
Oh, your address is 715. Well, that's a house of 4, so that's not what it is. I'm talking about you personally. It's your number 2 that's doing that. But if it doesn't feel safe or comfortable, you have the power to always say, I am senior in my space, and you're not welcome here. You can let that go.
I've never been scared.
Yeah. But I would say that that's always been a part of your life, a big part of you, so I'm not surprised that happened tonight.
All right, good luck. And with only 2 minutes left, let's go to Deborah in Olympia, Washington, 11/23/1957. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, George. Hi, Glynis.
Go ahead, Glynis. Only got a minute and a half now.
Okay, and her first name is Deborah?
Deborah.
Yes, ma'am.
11/23/1957.
Yes.
And, okay, so, George, if you wondered what your pattern is tonight, like, I'm whipping through all your numbers here with the people calling, but we keep getting 5-2 energy. And when you have a 5 and a 2, it just means what people think they know, they don't. So, Deborah, those who think they know you, they don't have a clue. And they don't have a clue because born on a 5-day means celebration of life. I want to have fun. But behind it is a 2, and it's like, I'm sensitive. Gee, you hurt my feelings. Can we talk about it? So they don't know what to take, like how to take you. How true has that been in your life?
Very, very much so.
Right. And so when that happens, when you know your numbers, you can actually speak in numerology and say to them, you know what, I know I'm a 5, and I do enjoy company and having fun, but my 2 is sensitive, so please be aware of that. You can let them know. It's a really powerful tool because then they don't take it personally. They won't be defensive with you. They'll just understand that you're not like everybody else. You are complicated. All right.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, too. We're almost out of time, Glynis. Let's get your website out, numberslady.com. Glynis's books include Love by the Numbers. Glynis Has Your Numbers. And it's coming out in audio now? When is it available?
Audio, Love by the Numbers, will come out August 20th. And also, there's a free newsletter. That's where I always like to announce my stuff. But people are allowed to submit questions there. And I always tell them what's in store for the month. And I also have a toll-free number because a lot of your people don't do the Internet. They don't trust the Internet.
So what's the number?
Yeah, it's 1-877-686-2373.
One more time.
1-877-686-2373.
Super. Thanks. I'm going to say hi to Charlie for me, okay?
I will. Thank you, George.
You take care of yourself. Up next, Robert Stanley joins us. We're going live to Hong Kong to talk about ET encounters.